Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The Patriots are favored by 17 tonight at home against the Giants. Thursday night football, and the Giants are supposed to be without Saquon Barkley, Sterling Shepard, and Evan Ingram. Ouch. The debut of Rob Gronkowski on the Fox set. Now, when this news first came out, I thought that it was to be like a Romo-type analyst, but it sounds like he's just going to be on that set to start off with Strahan and Terry Bradshaw. I think, I'd be worried about him. I'd like to see it for entertainment purposes. I'd be worried about him if I threw him right into the booth, like as a serious analyst. But there on that set at the table, I think he'll be good.
Yeah, I think so, too. He's got a good personality, and he's got an opportunity. You know, because he loves, what else does Fox have on Friday nights now?
Wrestling.
SmackDown. He loves wrestling. He's got an opportunity with Fox to broaden just beyond football and do a lot of other stuff. So
it's a great move to start him off there in New England.
Yep.
All the Patriot fans there, put him on the studio set. And I don't know if they're talking about him as a game analyst.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe like if I was them, I'd be like, okay. He's like he could be like a Fox's Rob Dyrdek.
Rob Dyrdek.
Like just do a funny show, like a blooper reality show, like a blooper. Like that's what I would want if I was like he is the
like Shaq.
He's Shaq. He's a good looking dude. He's fun. Yada yada. He loves to party. A meathead, but a likable meathead. Not one of these Richie Incognito types. Yeah, I think the sky's the limit for that.
So Gronk's debut tonight with the Patriots hosting the Giants. For Thursday night football. Let's see what Vegas thinks about your Cowboys now. By the way, your chance to win $1,000 is coming up very soon. Ooh. For turning it on, leaving it on. And usually we have crosstalk on Fridays. Special crosstalk with New York Radio at 9:40 this morning. 9:40 crosstalk with the Meatballs and WFAN. We always end up arguing and fighting with those guys. So 9:40 crosstalk to preview the Jets. What does Vegas think about the boys now? Let's find out. The favorites to win the Super Bowl as of this morning. Oh, by the way, did I see this correctly? That Pat Doney yesterday, NBC5.
Oh, you saw it correctly. I know exactly where you're going.
That Pat Doney. RJ texted me, said, you want us to hold off on power rankings for Thursday or do it Wednesday? I'm like, it's a Wednesday staple. Just do it. If I would have known that Pat Doney was going to disrespect the power rankings like that, I never would have said do it on Wednesday. Just wait for me on Thursday. The Cowboys, the fourth best team in the league, according to Pat. Positive Pat.
Positive Pat. You are blanking moron.
What a disgrace.
He mocked me for having the Niners in there.
Oh, my gosh.
Mocked me.
What a homer. He makes Mickey Fisher look like a hater.
Yeah, we need to do a Doney segment. Doney Fisher. He also had the Mavs as like the 3 seed or 4 seed.
What?
4 seed. He said, no, I think they could be the 4 seed.
Are you serious?
I think they could be the 4 seed. Sky's the limit.
Oh, my God.
It's only going to get better from here.
Holy mackerel. What a homer. Now, you think he's doing a bit? Or does he believe it?
Man, I don't know. I that sounds like a TV bit to me.
He also said Ruggie was going to chase Ted Williams' 400 number next season.
Favorites to win the Super Bowl from Bet Online as of today?
New England.
It is New England at 3-1. I think I was the only one who had New England number one last week. Barely over Kansas City. Barely over the Chiefs. Who's number two?
Chiefs.
It is the Chiefs at 7-1. Followed by
Saints.
It is the Saints at 9-1. Now, I'm going to draw the line right there. And I'll tell you, last week, the Cowboys were 12-1 to win the Super Bowl.
Okay.
Where are they today? What do you think they are?
So that was 9-1 was the Saints. You're still going to have the Rams ahead of them. You'll have the Packers. You'll have They'll be 18-1.
Close. Here are the teams after the Saints. Saints are 9-1. Packers and Eagles are 12-1. San Fran 16-1. Baltimore, Rams, Seattle, and us are all tied at 20-1. Cowboys tied with Baltimore, the Rams, the Seahawks at 20-1 to win it all.
Wow, okay.
Carolina, Chicago, the Texans, and the Vikings are all 25-1.
All right.
At 33-1, the Lions and the Colts. And then you get to the Bills and the Browns and the Chargers and all those teams. Troy Hughes.
Yeah.
The odds of three teams are the same to win it at the very bottom of this.
All right, so that would be the Miami Dolphins.
Yep.
That would be the Washington Nationals, I mean Redskins.
Correct.
God, how many people are now all big Nats fans in Washington just care nothing about the Redskins?
Yes.
And the other one, is it Bengals or Jets?
It is the Bengals. Mm. Guess the odds of those three teams to win it all.
Give me an even 1,000.
The Jets are 1,000-1.
Yeah.
But these teams have worse odds.
Oh, 1,500.
Worse.
Oh, 2,000?
Worse.
What?
10,000.
2,500-1.
Yikes.
Wow.
So go and put $3 down. Put a dollar on Cincy. Put a dollar on Miami. Put a dollar on the Redskins. And if some miracle of all miracles happen, you can get $2,500 for your $1.
That's so worth it. So worth it. That is amazing. I've never seen a line like that.
2,500-1?
No, they usually get rid of it. They usually take it off the board by then.
Odds to win the any other teams that you are interested in or worried
no,
about?
No, I think the Cowboys are lumped in with really good value teams at 20-1. You said the Seattle, the Rams, and us?
Seattle, the Rams, and us. Yep.
That's a. I mean, those are three great. All three of those teams legitimately can make the Super Bowl out of the NFC.
Odds to win the NFC East. The favorite is.
I'll say Philadelphia.
Yes. 4-5. We are second at 5-4.
All right.
Then the Giants are 10-1. The Redskins are 250-1 to win the division. Saints are favorites in the South. Packers are favorites in the North. Rams are the slight favorites in the West. It's Rams 7-5, San Fran 7-4, Seattle 9-4.
Ooh, that's close.
Patriots odds to win the AFC East.
1-25.
1-20. Miami's 1,000-1.
Ooh.
Baltimore, the favorites in the North. You have the Texans tied with the Colts in the South.
Now, what is Baltimore? What is their number?
Baltimore is 1-2. Cleveland's 9-4.
Okay.
All right. And then Kansas City is 2-7 with the Chargers 5-1, Raiders 6-1. The MVP favorite is
Patrick Mahomes.
He is 5-4. Number two.
Aaron Rodgers.
Nope. Aaron Rodgers is 12-1 along with Tom Brady.
Okay. Well, I was going to say McCaffrey, but I don't think he'd be number two.
Another awesome quarterback carrying his team, MVP type season in the NFC.
Dak Prescott.
It's got to be Russell.
It is Russell.
There you go.
At 11-4. McCaffrey is then 15-2.
All right.
And then guess the players before we get to Dak.
Carson Wentz.
Carson Wentz is tied with Dak.
Okay. Huh. Saquon won't be up there. McCaffrey has already been mentioned. Oh, I have no idea.
Deshaun Watson is 15-2.
All right.
Oh, my gosh. Deshaun versus Mahomes. Are you kidding me? Coming up. Aaron Rodgers and Brady are 12-1.
Mm-hmm.
Dak and Wentz are 20-1. Dak last week was 12-1. This week he's 20-1.
I don't think that's a bad value.
Garoppolo is 25-1. And then you get Lamar, Baker, Rivers, Winston, Goff, Stafford, and Zeke has been taken off the board. Last week he was 66-1, taken off the board.
I'll tell you what, if the Niners go like 11-5 or 12-4, Jimmy's got a real chance to win the MVP. Now, it's going to be Patrick Mahomes' number, award to lose. And I don't know that you're going to give it to Christian McCaffrey if his team doesn't make the postseason. Just in the NFL, I don't see that happening, especially with running back.
Garoppolo right now is just 7 touchdowns to 4 picks.
Right. I mean, he's not having a fantastic year by any stretch.
Yeah.
But you know how these things go with team wins. They give it to quarterback.
But look at his numbers. And I mean, the next 3 games, you've got the Redskins, then the Panthers, then the Cardinals.
What type of schedule is this?
And then the Seahawks, which that will be a great game. And then you have the Cardinals again.
Wow. The 49ers schedule. Offensive rookie of the year. Favorite is?
Offensive rookie of the year favorite. Position?
Quarterback.
Gardner Minshew.
Gardner Minshew is third. Troy?
I'm just going to throw Kyler's name out there.
Kyler's 1. Daniel Jones is 2. Favorite to win the college football championship?
Alabama.
No, I'm just give me Clemson.
You are both correct. They're tied at 11-4.
Okay.
I mean, well, they are now. Until my Texas A&M Aggies upset. Ooh. No, I'm not going to finish that sentence.
Yeah.
It's okay.
Who's third?
Ohio State.
They're 5-1.
Then Georgia.
Georgia's tied with LSU at 7-1.
Okay.
Oklahoma's 8-1. Wisconsin's 20-1. Then you get Florida, Penn State, Auburn, Michigan, Notre Dame, and Texas is tied with Oregon and Utah at 50-1. Troy's Aggies are 80-1. Baylor and SMU, 100-1.
Okay, where's Tennessee? I'm just kidding.
NHL, first coach to be fired or resign, Jim Montgomery.
Oh.
Now, this was as of 2 days ago. Jim Montgomery, your Dallas Stars, the first head coach to be fired or resign at 4-1. And then FC Dallas, dead last odds to win the 2019 MLS Cup. 40-1 for FC Dallas. Oh, so that's the Metroplex in Vegas and what they think, courtesy of Bet Online.
Isn't it a bit early for a first NHL coach to be fired when we're 4 games in?
Yeah.
A bit early.
Richard Sherman, Dap Gate. This is what it's been labeled. Making Baker Mayfield look good. That's hard to do. Richard Sherman went on Pat McAfee's show. Would you like to apologize since we saw video of Baker actually shaking hands with you?
It's definitely my bad. I never want anybody to have to deal with some that they didn't do. You know, the questions that he's going to get and the annoying nonsense questions about some stuff that happened in a game that's already been done, you know, sure, he'll get an apology for that. I'll probably reach out to him via text or social media to actually get a hold of him and talk to him in person, I mean on the phone. But yeah, because that sucks. But first off, that was a great name y'all came up with, like Dapgate. I was crying laughing. But yeah, he definitely deserves an apology, and that's my bad on that.
Why did you lie, though? That's my follow-up. Why did you lie about it?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. I saw people on the AutoFocus 16 fan text, 877-881-1053, saying that, according to him, he didn't think he lied because he had gone into it thinking that Baker was just a jerk. So it was all perception bias that he thought he told the truth. Okay, that's fine. It doesn't change the fact that he completely made this up.
Yeah.
Don't you ever talk about me.
Again, in his mind, did he make it up? No, but it doesn't matter. He did make it up.
Richard Sherman's the last person that I would think would lie.
I know.
Like, I respect him for, like, just truth no matter what.
Yeah, I think he's...
calls everybody out.
Absolutely. Now, we've seen great people in this world, like, you know, really successful people lie. You know, politicians do this all the time. Richard Sherman is a guy who could do whatever he wants when his NFL career is over. He could run the players' union, he could be a congressman, senator, whatever. President, who knows? But right now, all he is a liar. Like, that's what he is. When Richard Sherman says, this guy talked trash, went over the line with me, my first reaction is not to say, oh, that sucks. It's going to be, prove it.
The latest on the Errol Spence Jr. accident from this morning, Crosstalk with WFAN in New York. It's a special Thursday edition of Behind Enemy Lines at 9:40. But let's get the injury report. Who's playing right tackle for the Cowboys?
We'll find out.
Mickey Spagnola next.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game.
That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
In case you missed it, Errol Spence Jr. involved in a serious crash in Dallas. The news broke earlier today. His car flipping multiple times. He was ejected, and he is in serious condition. So Errol Spence Jr. And his accident, number one trending in DFW. Hopefully he is going to be okay.
Yeah, latest updates from News Radio 1080 KRLD. Obviously, we know that he was transported to Dallas Methodist. He is in the ICU, serious condition. Friends, family, including his parents, are at his bedside. So once again, Errol Spence Jr. in serious condition.
Crosstalk with WFAN in New York to preview the Jets at 9:40 this morning. Ben and Skim will join us as well. Right now, Mickey Spagnola from DallasCowboys.com, brought to you by Ford. Ford is the best in Texas. You were hanging out with Choppy at the Cowboys Club last night?
I was for a little while when they finished. I went up there to make sure they were doing okay.
You get free membership there for working for the Cowboys?
Not quite. I'm not in the Ring of Honor yet.
Okay.
But so you're there. Yeah, right? You get to go up there.
I can walk in. Yeah. Well, we had an event going, so yeah. You remember, we did the Cowboys Legend show up there for 2 years.
But that still doesn't mean you should just be able to walk in.
Just walk in like I owned a place?
Right.
Yeah, well, I've got that right at least.
Okay. Mickey Spagnuolo, the buyersafety.com hotline here on DFW Sports Station. Who do you think starts at right tackle Sunday?
I don't think at this point Lael Collins is going to get there in time. I think it might take him another week or so. I'd like to see how they're preparing today, because I think if Collins can't go today, then they got to feel like he's not going to get there. Tyron Smith should get into practice, I was told, later in the week. So I don't know if later means today or tomorrow. But if you got Cam Fleming working on the left side, I maybe Brandon Knight.
What if Tyron plays?
If Tyron plays, do you want Brandon Knight to be your swing guy, or do you want Cam Fleming to be the swing guy and play Knight? Now, I understand Knight only played a quarter and a half, and no one could prepare for him being there. But if he starts, he's going to have a bullseye on him. And I don't know if it's easier to protect the right tackle more so than the left tackle, because they didn't do a very good job of protecting Cam Fleming on the left side. So, yeah, I they might lean towards Knight just because he's practiced there maybe all week. I don't know that at the last minute you say, well, I'm going to put a guard out there and I'll put Suofilo at guard in one of the two guys' places. That upsets the apple cart in a couple spots instead of just one. So, maybe they go at Knight. That's something we're going to have to poke around with and see just what they think. Then the other thing, I know how coaches think, and they'll go with the guy that's done it before, meaning Fleming has a little bit more experience than Brandon Knight, who is a raw, undrafted rookie right now.
What did the guys have to say in the locker room yesterday?
It wasn't much different. They stayed pretty even keeled. Zeke kept talking about that we need to go out there and play with an edge and play physical. We need to be a little bit more edgy. He's not upset about, everybody's going to worry about, well, he's not getting the ball enough. Well, yeah, when you fall behind 31-3, it's kind of hard to keep running the ball. He was fine with that. Cooper, this guy is the most humble wide receiver I've ever seen in the league. Wide receivers' personalities, right?
Oh, yeah.
This guy's just – and, if you think about it, the top three guys between him, Cobb, and Gallup, those guys are the most soft-spoken, just kind of normal players at a wider receiver position I've ever seen. And if you put those guys together right now, You know, they've already, I believe I added it up yesterday, they've already got 1,000 yards between the three of them. You know, Cooper, if you look at what he's done already in 14 games, it's 85 catches, 1,200 yards, 11 touchdowns since he's gotten here. So, yeah, he's been pretty good, but he's very humble. And, you know, he keeps talking about, yeah, I can't drop that ball. You know, that's an easy catch for me. And, you know.
Yeah, he should have 86 catches.
Yeah, right, and a touchdown, and maybe it turns the game around on that first possession. You know, and the other thing, you know, everybody keeps trying to give him an injury excuse, and he won't take it. It's like, no, I've played with worse than this. And the only thing he kind of gave into was on his touchdown catch. He said, oh, he goes, you guys might not be able to tell. When I went back on and watched it on film the next day, you know, my quad was hurting. And he goes, I didn't have any burst. I'm just amazed that I was able to get into the end zone. So, yeah, he's cool. And, yeah, I didn't see anybody like no one's throwing stuff around or anything. They just know they got to play better. They've got a good team. They just can't make the mistakes they've been making in some key situations.
Have we made too much of that drop catch? I mean, like, yeah, it was big, but, I mean, they did get down 31-3. Did we not make too much of it?
Yeah, but if you score there.
Yeah, I know. It's 7-0.
It's 7-0. And, you know, the next possession, they moved right down the field, and they were in field goal range until Cam Fleming gave up the sack, and then they had to punt. And then the roof caved in.
What's your worry level 1 through 5 for this Jets game?
Stopping the run?
No, what's your worry level?
Oh, worry. Oh, I thought which part I was worried about. 5's like really worried?
Yeah.
2.5.
Okay.
3.
Okay.
Right, I mean, they're on the road, right? Yeah. And you never know.
They're going to try to play for Darnold, too, or show.
And here's my other part. You guys know my philosophy. The more you lose, the closer you're out of winning in the NFL. You know, and they've lost 4 in a row. So at some point, they're probably going to win one.
Yep.
You just don't want it to be you. You know, I saw it in 89. The Cowboys were terrible, right? And they go on a Monday night game in Washington and win the 9th game of the season, the only one they won all year. And it just kind of fell in their lap. So you never know when one of those things are going to happen. That worries me more than anything else. You know, if you had your druthers, you'd say, okay, you know, the Jets won their last game. They got that win. But now, you know, they're desperate. The coach is under fire. They're all getting criticized. But they're also a little bit beat up, too. So, and they can't block for the quarterback. They've given up 23 sacks in 4 games.
Ooh.
Do the math.
Ooh.
That's 6, right? Almost a game?
Yeah.
Golly. and they're in a couple, let's see, one of their offensive linemen, Osemele, shoulder knee, didn't practice. So, yeah, and they need all the offensive line help they can get. So, yeah, they've got some problems too.
All right, Mick, we'll pick it tomorrow. Thank you.
Okay, sounds good. Have a good day.
Mickey Spagnola, brought to you by Ford. Ford is the best in Texas. Baseball karma may have struck yesterday. And it may have struck the Atlanta Braves.
13-1. The Cardinals have the lead, and it's a 2-2 count on Mr. Swanson with 2 out. And the 2-2 pitch from Cabrera. Here it is. Fastball swing and a miss. Struck him out. And your Cardinal team is National League Division Champions, and they're going to go to the Championship Series.
All right, that's...
The Cardinal team is your Division Champion.
That's got to be a G-Bag of the Day nominee. I asked Roy earlier to go find another clip. Did this guy just have like a moment there? Or is this how he broadcasts now? Because he's been doing it for a while, right?
This is his 48th season. Now, he did the Mark McGwire 60-second home run. Get up, Bo! Get up! Get up! Get up! That was a pretty famous call he did.
All right, here's another clip that Roy found of the Cards announcer.
Here's the next by Wood, and it's up and in and back to the screen, and Albert Pujols is knocked down. He doesn't even look at the mound. He darn near injured himself as he had to avoid that pitch. He takes his helmet off, walks back into the batter's box, sets himself. And wouldn't I love to see number 25 off of Albert's bat go into the pitch. Swing and hello 4th of July. Take a ride on that knockdown pitch, big boy. Kerry Wood knocked him down, and now Albert looks at him as he goes
around. Kerry Wood. How many years ago was that?
This is back when Shannon had his fastball.
He had some pep in his step. Kerry Wood.
Yeah. He was in his early 70s at that
point. Greg Maddux on the mound for the Cubs today.
And Todd Zeal coming up here.
This guy called Mickey Bob Mantle. Gibson. He did. He called a Mickey Mantle game. He called the 1964 World Series.
Man.
Okay, he did.
All right, who is this going off in the locker room afterwards?
National League Division Champions.
That is Cardinals manager Mike Schilt. And Mike had a profanity-laced post-game pep talk.
We played the game hard. We played the game right. We started. We finished. And that's how we roll. We don't start with no us ever. Ever. All right? Now, I don't give a we play. We're going to up. We're going to take it right to them. We're going to kick their.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Okay. It was new rule for the show.
You got to bleep it that many times.
When you got to bleep it that many times, we're not going to play it. It takes away from it. What I like is Roy bleeping in a tweet that he had about an hour ago. Are they changing the ball? We got about a minute here before crossover. Are they changing the ball in the postseason?
There's evidence to suggest that. A new study that's been tracking home run distances, air resistance, and things of that nature has been being done since 2016. And what they're finding is a significant amount of balls are not leaving the park in the postseason that would typically be leaving the ballpark in the regular season. They're making the case, I guess, basically that they want to keep scoring down in the playoffs or keep the games more exciting. But to me, it's like if basketball was using a completely different ball in the playoffs than the regular season.
Problem is, nobody's watching regular season baseball anyway. You got to give them a reason to watch. And that's what the home run does.
Yeah, they shouldn't change the conditions.
Yeah, I do wonder
if this is the case.
Yeah, I do wonder how much of it's changed and how much of it's the weather. It gets colder, the ball travels less.
All right, when we come back, special Thursday edition of Crosstalk with the Meatballs in New York to preview the Jets right after this. Breaking news, the Phillies have fired Gabe Kapler.
Oh.
So Bryce Harper can watch the Nationals in the second round. Or whatever this is, the LCS. I can't keep track of the one car wild cards. And Gabe Kapler will be watching as well from his couch.
So who is who is Bryce going to do, protein shakes with and dumbbell curls? Because Gabe is the most jacked manager coach in sports history.
Yeah. Does he deserve it? I mean, not that you're following Phillies baseball every single day, but
they spent a lot of money this offseason.
81
man.
And 81.
They spent a lot of money. I mean, this was going to happen. Plus, I don't know how he rubbed organizationally the wrong way, the front office. But 2 years? 2 years seems kind of low.
Sorry, I'm listening to WFAN waiting for Crosstalk. Did you say that Kapler got fired?
Yes.
Wow. Is that the kind of thing that we found out because it was breaking news that's powered by Radio.com Sports and brought to you by Indeed? Post a job today at Indeed.com/hire.
Troy, you need a raise.
Thank you.
Choppy will give you quarter his salary. Ben and Skin after Crosstalk to preview the Jets with WFAN, the legendary station in New York. And what is the spread right now, Chop?
Last I saw last night was 7. It had gone from 8.5 to 7.
Mm.
Now, that could be because Darnold was officially cleared to play. Could be another couple of reasons.
All right, let's check in with the guys, our buddies from WFAN, Joe and Evan on the home of the Cowboys. What's up, boys?
How are you, man? You good?
We're
always.
You're actually playing our team this week, we stink, and we know that. I mean, we're not kidding anybody here. I'm just happy that the quarterback's back so I can find out if I got a quarterback or not, because I really still don't know that. But it must be nice in Dallas. I mean, let's see, how many buys have you had already? Let's see, you played Redskins, you played the Dolphins, you're playing the Jets now. Yeah. When are you playing the Bengals? Oh, you don't play the Bengals this year.
No Bengals this year.
Oh my God.
We've had to pump the brakes a little bit, and I'm a little bit worried about this game.
Oh, come on.
What are you worried about?
What are you worried about? First of all, there's going to be 70% of the stadium is going to be Cowboy fans. It's going to be like playing a game at Jerry World. I'm going to tell you that right now.
Oh, really?
Oh, God, yes.
Oh, you don't act surprised.
I mean, come on. You're surprised
by that? Jets fans. base is
I'm telling you.
I know
I'm
the Giants have a pretty solid fan base, I hear. Yeah, I don't know about the Jets.
I'm telling you right now, that 70% of that place is going to be Dallas fans. And if you lose this, and I don't even want to hear about looking ahead to the Eagles. When you lost two straight games already, you need to win this game. But you can't be looking ahead to the Eagles.
But the Jets should have beaten the Bills in week one.
What does that mean?
That means they should have beaten the Bills.
That means they may not be awful with Darnold. Awful.
Well, they've been pretty awful the last 3 weeks, I'll tell you that.
But the with Luke Falk.
No. A couple of things.
It's more than
that. That game turned that first week of the year against Buffalo when C.J. Mosley went out with an injury. And guess what?
And he's not playing again.
Yeah, he's not playing.
It's unbelievable.
And I got another news flash for you, which I think you guys sound smart, so you're probably aware of. Adam Gase is a terrible head coach. He's awful.
He stinks.
Why?
We want no part of him.
It's been five games.
So what? What are you doing in Miami? We watched him for 3 years with the Dolphins. He's terrible.
They had one good year.
He's the quarterback whisperer. I guess he didn't really whisper too much to Luke Falk.
Now, wait. So you guys are saying run and take the Cowboys with the 7.5.
I would probably do that. Yeah. If I had to bet the game, yeah.
I mean, when you guys say that you're afraid of this game, what are you afraid of? Darnold's going to give you team mono? Is that what you're afraid of?
Well, really? Have you seen the Jet offensive line? Seriously, have you seen the disgrace that the Jet offensive line is?
Well,
oh my God.
We can't stop the run.
Nope.
And we may not be missing both of our tackles to protect Dak. So that's the little bit of concern. They can't stop the run. It doesn't sound like you guys have an offensive line. You still have Le'Veon Bell and Sam Darnold. We'll see.
Le'Veon Bell has not had a crack to run through yet.
Yeah.
Let me just tell you that.
Why aren't you guys sold on Darnold?
It's not a matter of not being sold on him. I just don't know what he is yet. And as a Jet fan I've been a Jet fan since 1965, okay? I've seen it all. There's so many times that I thought I had my quarterback and I turned out to be very, very wrong. I am not going that route now. I got to see a lot more. He hasn't played a full year yet. I really don't know what he is. I think he's good. From what I've seen of him so far, I like what I've seen.
Well, you know what?
But I don't know what he is yet.
Joe's hit on it. We haven't seen enough of him. And here's the other thing. The offensive line stinks, okay?
Yep.
And the head coach is not creative at all.
Right.
And when I saw young quarterbacks get a new head coach, when I saw that happen with Jared Goff and we saw it happen with Mitchell Trubisky, I think you felt like they were bringing in pretty good offensive mind. What the hell has Adam Gase ever done?
What has
Make
he done?
Jay Cutler less mediocre?
Right.
Give me a break.
You know, Peyton Manning already in the Hall of Fame. Oh, look what I did for him. What'd you do? I could have done it too. I mean, what's the difference?
Joe and Evan, WFAN. I could listen to this for a while.
Did you think we were going to come on and talk trash?
Trash about what? The only trash is my football team.
This is amazing.
What about the Cowboys? Have they been exposed, or you guys knew this from the beginning?
I watched the game last week, and look, the Cowboys were fortunate to be in the game. The officials did them a lot of favors in this game as well. You know, Dak wasn't very good, but the offensive line, you know, didn't play well at all. I don't know. I mean, I thought earlier in the year the Cowboys looked like a Super Bowl team to me, but then you start to look at the schedule. I mean, they beat the Giants without Jones, the quarterback. And I mentioned the other teams they beat, you know, talking about the dregs of the league that they've beaten so far.
Yeah.
So I don't really know, you know, what Dallas is at this point. I mean, even this game is not going to tell me, playing, you know, another dregs of the league team, you know?
What do you think, Evan?
I think that right now they look like great bullies. That's what they look like. They look like it.
Wow.
And you need to do that in the NFL. Yeah. I don't mean to dismiss
that. You got
to
play who's in front of you. That's the bottom line.
And you got to beat those teams.
Right.
You did. You beat the Giants handily. You destroyed the Redskins. You really destroyed the Dolphins after getting a scare for about a half. So I think we're going to learn more about your football team when you face real teams. I got news for you. You're not facing an NFL team. The Jets have not been in the NFL over the last few weeks.
Right.
Would you rather have Jason Garrett or Adam Gase?
Jason Garrett. Not even close.
Not even debatable.
Jason Garrett is Vince
Lombardi. Not even a debate.
Compared to Adam Gase.
No, I'm serious. Not even a debate.
Yeah, but aren't you guys judging him with terrible teams?
No. Hold on a second. He coached in Miami. Are you aware of this?
Yeah.
No, you aware that? They were in the playoffs.
One time.
You know what? Here's what I'm so sick about with Adam Gase. Remember that miracle, the Miami miracle everyone went crazy about?
Patriots.
Why did the moron punt on 4th and 6 and give the ball back to the Patriots to begin with? The miracle was because of bad coaching by this guy. He hasn't been a good coach. He hasn't developed quarterbacks. I have zero faith in him. I didn't like the hire to begin with. I want to be wrong.
We all want to be wrong.
Why would we be wrong?
I will be stunned. If this guy's still coaching a team 3 years from now, I'll be shocked. I got to tell you, I'll be shocked.
When's the first win coming? Cowboys, you say no. Then you host New England. Then you're at Jacksonville.
Right.
And
keep
then
going.
At Miami.
Maybe the Dolphins. Here's what I think. I think they're going to win two games. I think they'll split with the Dolphins. The Dolphins will beat them once. And then maybe they'll beat the Redskins or the Bengals. That's how I look at it. Right now.
Hey, guys, this was really entertaining. Great. Thank you.
Well, yeah. I mean, what do you want?
What
do you think? We're going to get bells and whistles? Oh, baby. Oh, we're going to beat the Cowboys. We live in the real world. What world do you live in? We live in the real world.
Joe and Evan. Get out of here. Joe and Evan, WFAN in New York. Let's bring in our boys, Ben and Skin, right here on DFW Sports Station Crosstalk. They're not in the studio. Where are you guys, Ben?
Hey, guys, we are at Pluckers in Dallas, and we're inviting all of our loyal listeners to come have a little lunch with us today. Bring out your whole office, bring your crew, maybe meet up with your fantasy league, but come have lunch with us today at Pluckers in Dallas. We are located right off of Greenville and Lover's Lane.
I got a newsflash for you. The wings are really delicious. I mean, what do you guys want? What do you want? I mean, Jason Garrett, put him in the Hall of Fame. I mean, what do you guys want?
We say hello to these guys, and they just start yelling at us.
They just start going right into it.
Yep. Oh, my God. Listen, I hate East Coast radio. I hate it with a passion, so dude. Born and raised here my whole life, I can't stand listening to that stuff. And it's like, hey, Ma, the meatloaf. You know, it's like, hey, so where's my Jeter jersey?
Jeter.
Hey, these guys are bums. I can't listen to it.
It works for them. It doesn't work here.
And they also, Spagnuolo was saying he's going to try to do some Jets homework. It's like,
yeah, they're
ninth in the sports pages.
Yeah, if you go down to like the websites, the Daily News, New York Post, all that stuff, you're 8, 9, 10 pages and stories down. I mean, it's a baseball town anyway, so it's all baseball right now. And then you get a couple Giants things. You can't even find Jets news.
We talked about this the other day, and, you know, you've got smaller franchises in small markets like Oklahoma City and, you know, these tiny markets have teams. Do you guys think it makes sense to have two pro teams in a giant market like L.A. or New York when there's, you know, 8 to 12 million people?
Oh, L.A. probably not. Like
the Jets
have a ton of fans. Yeah, it's that. Like it works in New York. It probably works in Chicago. But again, like it works in San Fran. I don't know if it works in L.A. though.
Ben, anything you guys need to tease?
Well, yes. Skin is not with us right now. He'll be here momentarily, and I cannot wait to visit with him about the game last night. And I heard you guys talking about this. I was even texting Troy just saying, hey, man, I want to know the TV ratings. I'm curious as to what people were watching last night. For me, it was a no-brainer. I was watching Porzingis and Luka. And, I mean, preseason Mavs basketball compared to, you know, postseason baseball – I get it. That's crazy, but I couldn't wait to see the unicorn. And so we'll talk about that throughout the day. We'll talk about what happens to Jason Garrett if the Cowboys lose to the Jets. Jason Garrett has his press conference at 10:40. We got a college football preview. Teddy Emmerich joins us in person at 12. He's calling Texas OU. So we got tons of NFL, Cowboys, and college football today from 10 to 2 at Pluckers in Dallas.
Yeah, I threw it out there. I know KT will hate this question or some of the responses, but at 8 o'clock we were like, if you think that this is one of the final nails in Jason's coffin, would you be okay with the loss on Sunday? And there was a decent amount saying, yeah, go ahead. I still think it's way too early. I think they can win despite what you may think of Jason Garrett as a coach. They can win big as well. But obviously we need to see it against better competition. But I still think this is a playoff team. But a lot of the Atolos saying, nope, if they lose, I'm not going to be crushed and devastated because that probably means the eventual demise of JGZ.
Yeah, it's just the NFC is so wide open. And it's been that way for 15 years. It's not like the AFC where it's been Brady and Manning and Roethlisberger since like 2004, the NFC is wide open. I can't sit here and say I'm going to throw in the towel in week 5 or 6 already. If I was in the AFC and it was Kansas City, New England, fine. Like I could do that. I could see that in the AFC, not here, not
in
the NFC.
What do you think, Kev? Does that type of talk tick you off?
No, not at all. I guess my only problem with that conversation is A, I would prefer not to lose, right? But, B, what evidence do we have that they would even do something like that?
Not after
like Jason's. Jason's like the safest guy in the world at all times. Jason has lived in a safe room at all times. And there can be Cowboy football tornadoes flying around, and he's in the safe room.
I think the
I need the guarantee. If we're having this conversation, we got the criteria needs to be he absolutely is getting canned if they lose.
I also think it comes down to Sean, to jump in, but I think it comes down to the same thing we talk about with the kicker or the quarterback. It's like just getting rid of a guy is just an emotional response, right?
Mm-hmm.
Who's the replacement? Because, you know,
not
Chris
in
Richard,
the moment. You don't have one in season.
Right.
But
Chris Richard's passionate, but, dude, his star's not shining right now.
Yep.
They're getting gutted up the middle.
Yeah. I mean, I would be fine with the change afterwards. I don't think you create that chaos within the season. But the evidence is no contract extension. Like, Jerry is clearly watching here. And if they lost to the Jets with this future schedule,
right.
Man, what's that record going to end up being?
If they lose to the Jets and they got Philadelphia, they got the Giants, and they got that brutal schedule where you got the Vikings, Patriots, Bills, Detroit, Rams. I mean, you got a tough gauntlet. You've got to win the games that you have to win. That you're supposed to win. Otherwise,
put
you
got on a T-shirt.
Yeah, you've got to win the games you're supposed to win, or you got to steal one.
Yeah,
you know. And I think they have to steal one anyway because they should have won the Saints game with a backup quarterback.
What'd you guys think about the line dropping a point and a half to 7 points?
I think it's because Darnold's official.
Okay.
That they were hedging their bet because Darnold's a 3-point swing. So if he was out, it'd be 10. If he's in, it's 7. So I think they were hedging their bet a little bit.
Real quick, the Jason Garrett press conference is at 10:40. It's always boring, so I'm not like trying to like sell you, but I am very fascinated. I want to hear him say if Lyle and Tyron are practicing, because if they both don't practice, and then we're going into a Friday again, to me, my prediction for the game was 31-16 Cowboys, but if you take both tackles out of it, I got this being a one-score game on Sunday.
Yeah, I'm really getting worried about this until I know Tyron is out there. And, of course, the story of the day is the major car accident with Errol Spence Jr. He was driving a white Ferrari involved in a serious crash in Dallas. Car flipping. Reports say seatbelt was not on. And Errol Spence Jr. with serious injuries at Methodist, although reports have him expected to survive.
Yeah, the reports coming from the statement released by his management company, Premier Boxing, saying that his injuries are not life-threatening. He is surrounded by family, friends, including his parents, in ICU.
Ben, where are you guys one more time?
We are at Pluckers in Dallas, and we want everybody to come have lunch with us off of Lovers in Greenville.
Skin reaction to Luka and Porzingis and the debut. And, of course, tomorrow we are going to have your official picks. Is anyone picking the Jets to pull the stunner? That, who's going to win Texas OU, all of it with a Fan Football Friday. That's tomorrow. Ben and Skin from Pluckers.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.